Radio.
Are you ever angry about anything? If not, you should be. Because people sometimes think that being angry is always a bad thing. But if that were the case, then hearing the gospel today would give us a bit of a problem, because we hear Jesus making a whip out of some cord and then driving all these people out of the temple. That sounds like a rather angry reaction. But if anger is always wrong, then Jesus is guilty of a sin, which is of course impossible. He's the sinless one, the sinless Lamb of God. There is a sinful kind of anger that we sometimes call wrath. And this is one which leads to violence, it leads to destruction. It's an anger that can drive people to do horrendous things. But there is also something which we could call righteous anger. And that's an anger that's entirely healthy to experience. This is the kind of anger that we might feel in the face of an injustice, something that's not as it should be. So it might be witnessing human slavery or unjust treatment of people in some way. So when something is wrong and people are suffering, it's not a good thing just to be content and keep quiet. There are certain things in life which should make us angry. As the disciples watch Jesus cleansing the temple, a phrase from the Psalms comes to them. Zeal for your house will devour me. And we could say that the righteous anger that Jesus shows is the fruit of his zeal. It's a kind of passion, a passion for what's good. And that passion, that zeal, is something which we need badly today. We need it particularly in relation to sharing our Catholic faith with others. But what is zeal? What does this kind of passion look like? When I was a teenager, I used to love going to a particular car boot sale with my dad. I think the place was called Ashley Mills. And I particularly loved going to this one car boot sale because at this car boot sale, there was a donut stand. And you could get 5 freshly made donuts for £1. And they were made in front of you, and it just looked and smelt delicious. And when you bit into it, there was this faint crunch on the outside of the donut. And then this lovely, warm, donut-y goodness would fill your mouth. Now, if you had met me back then, and we'd had a conversation, and I discovered that you'd never been to this car boot sale, you'd never been to this donut stand, I would be bending over backwards to convince you that you need to try this donut. I would be using all these images to show you how delicious that donut was, how once you've tasted this kind of donut, you won't go to any other kind of donut. This donut is going to change your life. And we act like that when you think about it with anything we really value. What we value, we tend to be passionate about because we know how wonderful a particular thing is and we want to share our experience of it with others so that they experience what we've experienced, so that they come to know what we ourselves know. That's zeal. That's passion that drives us to share things with others. So move now from the donut to thinking about your Catholic faith. How do you feel about it? Is it even close to how you might feel about a donut or whatever you might love doing, whatever you might value? Do we think our faith is a wonderful thing, so wonderful we want to share it with others? We're desperate for them to know about it. Are we convinced that it will change their life, just as it has hopefully changed ours? If you don't feel great about your Catholic faith, If you're a reluctant member of the church, a reluctant member of the parish, if you operate out of obligation alone, can I suggest that something needs to change? Because our world is full of apathy, full of people who don't care about anything, aren't passionate about anything, and certainly aren't passionate about the right things. Full of people who don't give two hoots about God, the church, or Jesus Christ, or even the big questions of life and the universe. Apathy or indifference in the face of Jesus Christ is an awful thing. It's an awful thing. The Venerable Archbishop Fulton Sheen used to use a poem in one of his talks called Indifference. And in this poem, the author imagines what it would be like if Jesus Christ came to Birmingham in England. And it's a short poem, so let me just read it to you. When Jesus came to Golgotha, they hanged him on a tree. They drove great nails through hands and feet and made a Calvary. They crowned him with a crown of thorns. Red were his wounds and deep, for those were crude and cruel days, and human flesh was cheap. When Jesus came to Birmingham, they simply passed him by. They would not hurt a hair of him. They only let him die. For men had grown more tender, and they would not give him pain. They only just passed down the street and left him in the rain. Still Jesus cried, "Forgive them, for they know not what they do." And still it rained the winter rain that drenched him through and through. The crowds went home and left the streets without a soul to see. And Jesus crouched against a wall and cried for Calvary. In other words, that indifference, that apathy, is worse to Jesus Christ in a sense than those who passionately rejected him, those who took a stand. And our family, the church, doesn't need any apathy inside it. It needs people who are zealous, people who are on fire with love of their Catholic faith. And we've so much to be in love with. We've got these wonderful sacraments. We've got the treasury of prayers in the church, the liturgy, got the lives of the saints. We've got all this amazing art and architecture and music all down these centuries. And not to mention that our church teaches the truth that sets us free, teaches us about who we are and what we're made for. So if you're not in love with your faith, then I would say it's because you don't really know it yet. You don't truly know it. And if you don't know it, then please do something about it. Please come and speak to me, or sign up for a course, or read a great book on the Catholic faith, or listen to a great CD about it. I've got loads of resources, loads of things that could make a difference. And if you grow to love your faith, then you can help others to love it. But if you're indifferent, if you're apathetic, you'll always be a countersign. You'll always be pointing away from Christ and not towards him. And you will never be able to know the love of Christ for yourself and never be able to make others know the love of Jesus Christ.
As a free, not-for-profit service, Credio requires the support of people like you to help keep us going in our mission. To donate, visit credio.org.au/donate.